So this is Beer 30 Sports O'Clock, and today we will be talking about everything going on in the sports world. First and foremost, let's talk about these crazy-ass trades going on, man. Free agency in the NFL. I haven't seen a free agency or offseason this crazy since, like, Peyton Manning when he was leaving.
True. I know, it's definitely crazy. The Browns are really trying to make some moves, man.
Yeah. That Jarvis Landry move was so hard. Like, how in the hell did they not give up one of their draft picks in the first round?
What the finesse?
Damn,
like, that
Twin.
Like, that shit was crazy. Like, how, and then they're going to redo his contract, and then they got Tyrod. And now, and they got a safety out of the deal, and they didn't give up not a one
nothing
of their early rounds.
Nothing at all.
Fifth, sixth, thirds, like.
No excuse
bruh
this year at all.
Yeah, they're definitely making moves. They definitely are. Like I said, what they want, with them keeping the first round draft picks, that definitely helps.
Oh, yeah, because now they can just build on it. Like, I think they're going for Saquon Barkley.
Oh, no, definitely. Especially if they win, they have no choice but to get Saquon. If they do something else.
I don't know. ESPN's been talking a lot of shit. They're going to get another quarterback, man.
They'd be very dumb to get a quarterback. You use that one, use the first pick, you get Saquon.
Right.
You can get four. At that fourth, you go get you something on defense. You can go get you another corner.
True. Yeah.
Something like that. True. I mean.
Yeah. But see, that's the thing. Like, I don't know. Because I think, in all honesty, I think that they probably will get a quarterback. Because I don't think Tyrod's the answer. I don't think they believe in Tyrod that much.
But I think
they don't have no backup.
But I think if you're going to do that, you shouldn't get a quarterback at four. If you keep those draft picks, you can get you something in the later rounds. Because the quarterback class this year is kind of, they're all
it's
projects.
You can say it's suspect. Yeah,
all of them are projects. So, you maybe can,
work in progress.
Second round, you might can slip Lamar Jackson.
No, Lamar's not sliding that low.
Yo, damn,
Lamar's not going top three. Yeah, he going. He's not going top three.
He got to be.
No, yeah. Talent wise, he is. Because I don't believe in the kid from Wyoming. I don't believe in
USC.
I think the dude from UCLA is actually going to be the best one out of all of them.
Yeah, no, Josh.
And honorable mention, my boy Baker is going to make it. Oh, you
Baker is a dog.
I love Baker.
If you compare him to motherfucking Johnny Manziel.
No,
I was about to say, boy, this podcast is going to be over quick. I think honestly, man, Lamar Jackson. They've been saying is going to go like to the Saints or the Steelers or something like that. Ooh. Because they're all works in progress, and like he's probably the biggest question mark because it's hit or miss with those running quarterbacks.
No,
you know what I'm saying? So like I think that's what I think they're going to get him and mold him into a beast.
I understand that molding. I don't think he just needs that time away. That time on the bench for him. And it is his style.
Yeah, but he can learn so much. And then also, like, they can use him for short yardage stuff
just
for the goal line and shit like that. He can throw, he can run. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, he's going to try to Michael Vick him when he was with the Steelers.
And you know who his mentor is?
It's Mike
Vick. It would make sense. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's
it would make
fit.
Sense. Yeah, yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah.
I would rather see him with the Steelers than the Saints. Not to say just because I'm a Panthers fan.
Yeah, because you're a Panthers fan.
But I feel like if he does go to the Steelers have a lot more to work with than what the Saints have.
Okay. Hell no, you crazy as hell. Because you're a Panthers fan, but with Kamara, all the wide receivers they have like 12 wide receivers.
And they have one good wide receiver.
You fucking crazy. Okay.
Michael Thomas is the only good wide
scratch
receiver.
Scratch receivers. No. Three headed
receivers.
And they probably gonna get Jimmy Graham in free agency this year.
That's gonna hurt.
Why wouldn't they? He left Seattle, just like Sherman.
I understand. I don't see him going. I don't see him going back to.
Why would he? Though. Why wouldn't he? Why wouldn't he? That's a great fit. That's a reunited. It feels so good. Telling you, like, I think it would be a good fit for Jimmy Graham to go there.
Like, I just feel like Jimmy Graham is going to chase a check. So.
I think he's trying to get a ring.
Yeah, he's trying to get a ring.
And that team is the Saints, unfortunately, is probably one of the best teams in the NFC right now. Like they one of the best teams on the field and on paper. Both sides of the ball are pretty fucking nasty. Yeah. They need maybe one or two things in the draft that they probably gonna be able to get, and boom, 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 and go from there. So I mean, honestly, Jimmy Graham would be a fool not to go there. If he want to ring, he'd be a fool not to go back. Go back, baby. Swallow your pride. Go back. Swallow your pride. But let's talk about my man Richard Sherman, though. Bruh.
Niner boy.
How you go to the Niners, bruh? The next day. Like, he ain't even He didn't even wait for the official, like, oh, my God, it's so crazy. Yeah. None of that. He didn't wait for that. It was like, fuck that. We going straight to the Niners.
He can't wear his ring in the locker room.
Oh. I wouldn't wear them hoes no way. But he want to play Seattle twice. He did that shit. So intentionally.
Definitely. Because I felt like if he was going to do that, he was going to either go to I would have thought he might have went to Arizona.
Honestly, I thought he was going to go. Yeah, that would have been nasty too. But Arizona's not ready.
Exactly.
Arizona's not ready.
Exactly.
San Fran is getting ready. San Fran is not ready
either. I mean, you got your quarterback, Jimmy G. You got him.
Yeah, you just locked him in. And then you got some. You know, they're going to draft a running back or two maybe as well. They need a lot, but they actually
need some receivers.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
They got to have somebody for Jimmy to throw to. That's going to be their whole problem. Even though they were winning games last year.
Right.
Jimmy G was making it happen.
Like, you didn't know how to game plan for Jimmy G because he didn't really play that much.
Right. Yeah.
So, I mean, this year he's going to get game plan for it. So, they definitely got to get some receivers for him to get open for him to get them the ball.
Definitely. But you can't neglect that Jimmy G, he's not just like one-dimensional.
No, he's not. Jimmy G is a very good quarterback. He sat behind Brady for what? Four years?
That's what I'm saying about that's back to the Lamar Jackson thing. Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, all the boys sat behind somebody for some time, however much time it was, and then they came in and lit it up. Like, Jimmy G's a prime fucking example.
Yep.
And now that boy cut the check. Lord have mercy, that check was so ridiculous. But shout out to AB though. Did y'all see that? What AB said? Not AB. LB. Bell.
Le'Veon.
Yeah, that boy was like, I ain't showing up to nothing. I ain't showing up to nothing but the games.
Bro, you franchise tag me 2 years in a row.
Yeah. Like,
he just want all he wants is stability. That's it.
No, that nigga want a quarterback check.
Like,
he really want a quarterback check.
Of course.
Wow. I mean, I ain't mad at him for wanting it, but you're almost 30. You're a running back. There's none like you. I give him that. There's none like him. No, not at all. Like, there's none like him. But you're almost 30 running back. Life expectancy for you is very minimal. Very minimal on the field.
You can say that, but his production hasn't slowed. It hasn't shown signs of that at all.
Yeah, but that's the thing. You know how it goes when you plan for a check.
This is true.
You know what
this
I'm saying? True. Like DeMarcus Lawrence turned into a savage this year, stayed healthy the whole thing, and they were like, yeah, we're going to wait and see next year before. You. Yeah, we're going to tag you, see how you play now.
Yeah.
Because, like, it just doesn't make sense.
But you know what you're getting out of Le'Veon.
Yeah, you know what you're going to get.
That's true.
You know what you're going to get.
That's true. That's true. It was an apples to orange comparison.
Yeah. Definitely. Right. I'm pretty sure, you know, that money going to, you know, inspire him
to
show up for those drug tests this year. So after that, you know, it's just nothing but game.
Maybe you're going to bring up the drugs?
Because that's the only thing you can bring up about him.
They're definitely going to be drug testing his ass.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he knows it's coming.
That's that check coming.
The production is there.
Yeah, without question. But speaking of like, talent and everything like that, man, like, so did y'all check out the combine this weekend? Or last week? Or whatever.
Definitely.
I didn't catch all of it. I ain't going to lie to you. But I did catch the wide receivers. That boy from Alabama, what's his name again?
Really
gonna be a good receiver. Yeah, he's gonna be a really good receiver.
And then it was bad because even with him being at Alabama last year and they didn't throw the ball that much.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts just forgot how to throw.
That man is
a dog, though. Calvin Ridley is a dog.
Yeah, really is a dog. Yeah. But I'm really trying to figure out where all these combine questions come from, though. Like, who? What play? I forget what player was that from LSU, I think it was.
The running back?
Asked him if he liked men. Like, I understand the pressure cooker type questions, but one of these days somebody's gonna get punched in the mouth.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like that's just, you know what I'm saying? Like the when they asked Dez Bryant if his mom was a prostitute, I'm surprised Dez ain't pop off right then and there. Like, and it's just, to me, it just, that's a set. I mean, there's hard pressure questions that you want to see, you know what I'm saying, how they react. And then there's just being an asshole. And that's just being an asshole. Like, what the fuck does me, whether or not I like men or not, have to do with what I'm doing on the field?
Exactly.
Like, you know, I can take slurs. I can, you know, whatever it be. Yeah. That's what you're worried about. But come on, man. That is... with the utmost just disrespect.
And then the random ass question they were asking, because I saw, they said, I think the one of the DNs, they said they asked him about towels. What does that mean? What do you think about towels?
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, I would laugh at half the stuff that I hear they be asking. Like, like I said, when they ask Dez about the prostitute, I'd be like, is your mama a prostitute? Like, I mean, is your auntie a prostitute? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, the clapback would be real. Like, so I just, you know, it's just funny to me. Like, I ain't never been through the combine or nothing like that. But I just listening to some of the crazy stories, the questions they ask and all that stuff like that, it's just like,
yeah,
why would you?
See, I want them to try that with like a real one, like Marshawn or something. I dare you to pull that card.
I wonder what they did with Marshawn. Like, if they had Marshawn,
I don't think
anything.
It was like that even when they were back when Marshawn was doing the combine like that. I don't think they were asking stupid questions like that. I think with these days, just how these players are and how they care, they said they probably got to ask stuff like that. So
yeah, because I mean that whole
you got to ask.
You really don't. It don't matter.
We're hearing that ball.
Yeah, can you catch a ball? Can you throw the ball? Can you defend the ball? That's all I need to know about. Can you stay out of trouble?
Exactly.
Let's talk about the history of, you know what I'm saying. Yo, hey, how many times do you smoke? Do you drink a lot?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Let's talk about stuff like that. Like, what does sexual preference have to do with anything? What does towels have to do with anything?
I don't know.
Well, I would have laughed so damn hard. Like, what? Towels?
Man,
we're talking about towels?
Exactly.
Towels?
Not a game.
Come on, man. Get the hell out of here with that, man. But yeah, like, that's just crazy, bro. So, another thing that's crazy is Mr. Steph Curry, ankles is out of there again. So do you think if he's not 100%, Golden State still wins out of the West?
Not at all. They need Steph to be 100% for him to win.
That's pretty tough.
That's a strong statement. That's a strong statement.
Because the way Houston's playing right now.
Okay, yeah, Houston.
Like my boy James Harden said, I've been in my bag all
year. Harden's going to be MVP. Hey. It's locked. Just
it
so you know. It's locked. Here we go. It's locked, bro.
Man.
It's locked. Like, listen, it's locked, bro. It's locked.
I don't know.
So who would take it from him?
Hey, it's that man up in Portland.
Lillard, since before the
All Star break, during now, I mean,
because
even before All Star break, he was averaging about 26.
Now he's averaging like 30 or 40.
Averaging about 33 a game, shooting like 46% from 3-point line.
Listen, I understand all that. Him and the brow, Anthony Davis are both putting in work. Anthony Davis said, no boogie. Cool. I'll put it on my back.
I got the team.
I'll put it on my back.
Yeah, I mean,
but my biggest thing, though, is like nobody's really going to be able to take it. Harden, been in his bag all year.
It's definitely his to lose. That's
the key of it all. He's been cooking. He got the highlights for the MVP.
Right. Yeah, he does.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody got the stats for it.
Like
he got the plays.
Oh my goodness, that's terrible.
Yeah, but like I said, he's been in the bag all year, man.
He has been in his bag all year.
Yeah. Like I said, it's his to lose. I mean, he still can't count. My boy, Bron, I don't even want to bring it up.
Man, I don't even want to say.
Since after All-Star break, I mean, my man's never been a triple-double.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, but like that's the thing. That's the funny thing. To me, the MVP every year is really just a LeBron giving away the, like, here, Because yeah, LeBron literally could be the MVP
every year. Well, that was just how Jordan was. Jordan could win MVP every year.
But you know what I'm saying? You know,
we just give it to
I'll allow it. You know what I'm saying? But like, you can't deny my boy Harden.
Oh, no.
He's definitely
been putting in work.
But then another person they've been sleeping on that's quietly in MVP race is DeMar DeRozan.
I don't think so.
I mean, he's on the best team in the East. They've been, I mean, hey, he's been hooping all year.
Listen. We don't believe in Toronto in the East.
Oh, no. I don't believe in them either.
Not a team.
I like DeMar DeRozan as a player. He's a very good player.
No, I like
player.
Him too, but I don't think
when it comes down to playoffs, they don't show up.
Yeah, that's not show up at all. Yeah. But no, I think in all honesty, though, man, like, the dude is... he's playing great, but he's not playing like up there great for everyone to notice.
Yeah,
hey, for everyone to know.
I mean, like you said, because people don't really look at Toronto.
That's what I'm saying.
So
that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, they don't have that many national games. Like when you look at who they play. When they play, they don't really put them on national TV a lot. Right, so Houston, they on TV all the time. You know what I'm saying? Golden State all the time.
Yeah.
And you know, shit. New Orleans all the time. Yeah. So it's like, you know, to me, I think, like I said, it's Harden's.
It's definitely his. But it's some people that's been putting in work, though. Yeah,
I understand.
He just can't slow down, I'm going to tell you that much.
Yeah, he's not. He not at all. Bro, March Madness is going crazy, though.
I'm ready for March Madness, man.
I am not. Like, I don't even know. I don't even know who's like who to look for right now. Like
it comes with March Madness. It's really tough because
all I know is Gonzaga, Virginia, and Duke are gonna be really hard to beat out. Oh no! Here we go. Who out of that did you not think?
I don't believe in Duke.
I just
don't believe in this. I don't know. It's not because they're Coach K. No, I mean, never that. It's just I feel like they're a really young team.
But that's your boy was on the squad.
Grayson Allen
can hoop. Yeah, he does very, very dumb stuff.
Yes. Okay, we'll talk about that a little later.
We'll get to that.
But he definitely puts up numbers. I mean, I can't deny Marvin Bagley, which is probably one of the top picks in the draft.
Yeah, so you sleep on them like for real?
Sleep.
Oh my God.
Sleep. They always find a way in the tournament to lose to a very bad team. So
yeah, I give you that's that. They have done that in the past few years, man. So. But like, I just think that like really honestly, the Zags ain't playing this year. The Zags is not playing this year. They said, y'all not going to catch us slipping no more. And yeah, they came to work. And then like, Virginia, honestly, I don't see nobody really beating Virginia. Virginia not playing, bro. Like, Virginia only lost twice this season.
It's going to be tough. They're definitely going to be a tough team to play.
Bro, that's insane. Oh, and baseball is back, baby. Man. How about my Yankees, baby?
Yankee Doodle.
Yeah.
Riding on the Judge.
Boy, them boys looking good, bro.
That team,
man, you don't want to pitch to them. You might as well just lay down. Your pitcher might as well lay down, bro.
But you know, the crazy thing is, even with teams that have their high payroll, they don't pan out as they usually. But,
see, that's the thing. The only players that the Yankees is really paying right now is old boy that they just got for the trade.
Yes,
they're gonna have to pay him, and they're gonna end up paying Judge. They're not already paying Judge. Gonna end up having to pay Judge a lot of money. But really, honestly, they ain't had to cut the check on nobody for the longest.
Exactly.
Like, and now what's great is because like they bullpen is still young, still strong. They you know, CC, I think he restructured his deal. So
which
like. Easy on my boy CC. If he was here, he wouldn't be able to drink with us, but that's okay. That's my dog though, man. I like CC, man. CC is a good pitcher and a hard worker, man. I give him that. On this segment, we like to give a nice little shout out to the sneaker releases that came out this week.
Man.
And we like to call it the Soul Snatchers. That's Soul Snatchers, S-O-L-E.
Not S-O-U-L.
Soul Snatchers.
Soul Snatchers.
Back in the day.
Not them, bro.
Talking about the kicks.
Yes. So, first and foremost, not by popular demand in this household, but or this this room, is Air More Money Black and White. The Nike Air More Monies. Man, we got all Nikes on this time. I gotta change that, bro. I like that. I just looked at it. I was like, oh, man, we got all Nikes.
I know you're not a big Nike fan anymore.
Man, they be pissing me off, man. Ever since the PG PlayStation. They didn't even release them in my size, bro. I was so sick.
I ain't nobody told you had that baby ass foot.
Listen, I can't help it. It's not like I can help it. listen. But at the end of the day, that helps me out a lot because, you know, I don't pay full pop for sneakers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I pay
that's
like
the only good thing about
120 for the new Jordans. You know what I'm saying?
I got to order all mine.
It's like a size 24.
Hey, you know, 14.
You got size 15 back there.
I'll be hot.
Yeah, man. I don't have that problem at all. See, I call Kids Foot Locker and I just come down and go pick them up. The next Soul Snatch is the Air Jordan 3 Souls. They're actually S-E-O-U-L from Korea. They're only releasing them in Korea, though. So I don't really know. They cold as hell.
They cold as hell.
They're the best threes I've seen in a long time. The cements, you know, but them hoes is hard. They hard as hell. And they got the flag on the the tongue. They hard. It's no question.
Jordan said we was already going through too much in the USA.
We just go out of North Korea. Like he did that with the off-whites too. The Jordan, the one retro was the off-whites. He only released them in Europe. Yeah. I was sick. I was in the raffle twice and I missed it both times. I was sick. And I'm sitting there thinking in my head like, I don't nobody wear six and a half. Bro, they sold out within minutes, and they emailed me because it was, you know, they ahead of us. They emailed me so fast, like, yeah, sorry.
They definitely got little ass feet up.
But they're supposed to be releasing them sometime soon in the near future over here in the U.S., but you know. Whatever. I'm still sick of that shit.
I feel sodium chloride.
So the other ones, the LeBron 15 Hollywoods. them boys is bad. I got a pair today. Thank you.
Got my coming in, you know.
Yeah, thank you.
Ordering now.
Them hoes is hard. They rose pink.
Stupid.
Yeah, they rose pink, and I'm not a real big fan of pink, but bruh, them bad boys is too fire not to.
They knew what they was doing.
Oh yeah,
they did the perfect research.
Only thing I'm worried about with LeBron's, man, is like the to get in them. Bruh, like, they so tight to get in. The lady was looking at me like, you sure you can wear a size 6?
You got it, man.
You sure you can wear a size 6.5, sir? I'm like, look, if you don't listen, I know why. These things just tight up at the top. They're like damn socks. I don't know.
Take a string.
Like, man, come on, man. Yeah. Nah, bro, they was real hard to get into. But once I got in them, I went with the 6.5s. They really, they fire. Like, they really, 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 truly are fire.
They legit.
So my other personal favorite, because I'm a Vapor Max fan. I love the designs and the colorways they be coming with, is the Nike Air Vapor Max 2.0 Black Hot Punch.
Oh yeah,
that's a whole lot of them word to,
yeah, but
to
that get in color way,
that colorway. That colorway is fire, bro. That colorway is fire. Yes, black on the front. The pink and turquoise, another pink shoe. I just thought about that. Another pink.
It's majority black, though.
Yeah, it's majority black. No. I know I said no pink earlier, but I kind of, you know, changed my mind right quick. You know what I'm saying? Like, no,
it's a movement.
Yeah, right? I guess so. But, like, they really fire. Like, the Vapor Maxes, I don't know what Nike's been thinking, but they've been just releasing some just heat.
Yeah, definitely.
And actually, a lot of people say, like, I like them. Like, I like how they fit. But a lot of people actually say they don't like them. Like, they don't like, well, some of the people, some of the sneakerheads I talk to, they say they don't like them because the bubble makes it feel like, yeah, it makes it feel like you're wearing like a heel. Mm. And I'm like, well, you know, for you short Negroes like myself, maybe that's good for y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, give me that trip.
Yeah, give me a little experience. So that girl in the club can look at you and be like, he's maybe 5'7". Maybe 5'9".
Boy, take out their shoes.
Falling down. I'll take that extra inch into the room. You know what I'm saying? But no, them boys is fire. And then the Air Max 98 cones. I've always been an Air Max fan too. Like I love, like I said, I love what Nike's been doing. Like these colorways are just insane, bro. Like the fact that they got like what is it, orange?
Yeah,
I'm about to pull it up now because that they
it just give you that feeling like do the right thing or something. You know what I'm saying? You just see them and you just get thrown back. Them bad boys so cold.
Yeah, man. They fire, bro. Like they it's hard to describe them. Like, but they're like an orange, purple, turquoise. It's just. You talking about like Miami Dolphins?
Yeah, definitely.
Bro, that's like they are the perfect finesse for like any type of like they hard. They going for $250 on it though.
Yeah, I saw that.
Not your boy.
Yeah, they even though they're Air Maxes, they're going for a lot.
Yeah, I said, times have changed.
My friend.
Yes, Jesus. So then, and of course, honorable, always, and going to be released every other week, is, you know, Mr. Jordan has graced his presence on the countdown. With the number nines, the breads.
The breads
are back.
OG.
Yeah, the
old your altitude.
Yes. Them hoes, they fire. I mean,
yes.
I'm not really a nine fan. I'm more of a 13 and 4 fan.
The nines fire.
But the nines, the nine black on.
Partial to the nines.
this guy with the nines on.
There's something about the nines.
Yeah, man.
Just get me.
I don't know. Me, like I said, you know, Nike's getting ready. My bad. Nike's getting ready to lose me. especially if they don't come out with them PG PlayStation children's size. I've already put in the complaint to Nike.
They think you're a kid. They're not going to respond.
They're not going to respond. Little Timmy. Sit your ass. You can't even afford it. Where's your mother? Get your ass out of here. No, but yeah, like I'm so serious when I say, like, I was almost on the way out. I was almost on the way out, not messing with Nike anymore. I can't
lie. But then they pull you back in.
Yeah, every time I think I'm done, they pull me back in. Especially right now with the LeBrons. Like, LeBron been coming with some sick colorways. Like, I'm a double back. Now that I got the Hollywoods, I'm a double back and go get the graffitis. Because like, I looked at them twice and I was like, man, them hoes is really fire. They is really fire. So, enough of that. So, our next segment is one that I think we all personally gonna love is the six pack of the week, where we highlight some of the six top plays of the week. And crazy enough, with March Madness in our minds, in our hearts, all six plays are from college.
Hey,
all six plays this week are from college. It has been
some nastiness going on.
Some straight up nastiness going on. So. I'm just going, you know what I'm saying? We just going to kind of go through these because you just need to go YouTube these real quick.
Pull them up.
You'll understand why they made the six-pack of the week. So, first and foremost, we have Arizona versus USC. My guy, Hawkins, comes down the lane, gets a pass, and just destroys.
Finish him.
Just destroys.
Fatality.
Destroys USC Stewart. His name is like Elijah Stewart, bro. You have been posterized.
Then he stared down.
Yes, man. Like, get your little ass down. Don't you ever.
Wait, bro.
Bro, it was definitely one of the nastiest two-handed dunks I seen.
It definitely was.
And it was a Friday? Yeah. Man, all these really happened like this, the past 3 days. Yeah, like, it's been crazy. Second, which these are in no particular order. I don't want anybody to think that like these were like, oh, that was number one.
I know, they're all fire.
They're all fire, but we couldn't decide on which one to go with. So we just went with the ones that as they came along. But North Colorado versus Montana, that boy Davis destroyed a young man's college career with that dunk. I mean, first off, where was the defense? Ain't nobody getting his way. Nah, like, he had a clear path.
You decided to step up when it was the last second.
Man, no, like, bro. That boy, Lord have mercy on his soul. Like, Jesus,
I mean, R.I.P., man.
Get up. Bro, he dunked on the center so hard that even his own the center's teammates even stepped back like, ooh, like, we don't want none of that. Like, we don't want none of that. Oh, man. But the, so the next one is actually Mississippi State versus Utah Valley. It's a baseball play. Mm-hmm. You know, baseball is back. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So we got it, you know. But this young dude named Mangum, there was a hit. It was a good hit, too. Mm-hmm. You could hear it. It was ready to go. And he go, it's coming to the outfield, and the dude does a dive sliding catch one-handed, caught that bad boy, and took his dream. No, sir. You don't get none of that. He slid on the ground and then, like, popped back up, like,
You don't get your income tax and then Uncle Sam take it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
man. Yeah.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Yeah, but that boy, yeah, that was nasty. And then today, Kentucky versus Tennessee. Shout out to Kentucky again for winning.
Four straight.
Every year SEC title.
Four straight.
That's strong, man. That boy Calipari got them, he paying them boys a lot of money.
Jab.
You know what I'm saying? So that boy Jones on the putback dunk, man. Oh my God.
Electrified.
Yeah,
man.
It was a two-handed too. That boy just caught it and
over two people.
Put his nuts on one of the guys in the back, like, get your ass off me.
That's why coach always tells you to box out.
Box out.
Find a body, man.
Nobody said.
Find somebody. Get out the way. The trash.
And both of them niggas got put in the trash quick.
Dumped.
Yeah, bro. It was bad. And then, did y'all see the Eastern Washington versus Montana? Of course not. Nobody watches Eastern Washington.
Montana.
There's a point guard named by the last name of Rory crossed the hell out of a Montana backup guard.
Why he doing a boy like
Henderson? And I'm talking James Harden disrespectful. And it was like, no push off, get off. And the dude fell, slid all the way like you remember when Lil Duval fell in the Celebrity Game? It looked like that. And everybody was like, ooh. And then he shot the ball and just looked at him like,
tween, tween.
Yeah. It was just like, I ain't never seen like that. Like, as soon as he did it, brought it back. You acted up.
If he wasn't ready, he needed to be ready, but he wasn't ready at all. And last but not least, lacrosse. I got a shout out for lacrosse.
Okay.
My boys used to play lacrosse. DePaul versus Denison. Mm-hmm. The goalie comes out. Mm-hmm. And launches it almost from his goal, nothing but net. Nothing but net, bro. And everybody was sitting there like, who's he passing to?
Oh, he shot it.
Oh!
It
was so cold. Like, everybody was just sitting there like, who's he throwing this to? And then, boom, in the net. I was like, wow. What? Like, bro, that's crazy. Like, it was crazy. It was probably the best lacrosse goal I've seen in a long time.
I do have an honorable mention.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if y'all saw the Cavs and Clippers game.
Mm. Of course, Cavs.
Crown him.
My man, JR.
Hey.
I don't know what Milos was thinking, but...
No, sir.
He would snatch. Milos went flying out of bounds.
Don't you
dare. Don't you ever Come out here again.
I don't know what my man was thinking.
Yeah, you should have. Oh no, reconsider.
But hey, y'all hit him with a move, man.
But I should have known. I should have known he was gonna put an honorable mention of Cleveland in there. We got nothing but Cavalier fans.
Hey, go Cavs.
Hey, you know, say LeBron Nation.
Honestly,
LeBron's the president.
I can't really say nothing. My team has been at the bottom of the cesspool for quite some time.
And I'm gonna stay there.
Go Brooklyn. Go Brooklyn.
Oh,
go Nets. Listen, y'all'll be all right. Hey man, I'm trying to change the subject before I start crying. Yeah. It's just been so horrible for us, man. No, next segment is the soccer second. Go! Alright, that's it. So, and then we have another segment we like to call the beer goggles. When players, coaches, sports people in general have on beer goggles, you know, just what was you thinking? You got too drunk last night and you know, just forgot your stuff, huh?
Lost your damn mind. Yeah.
So first and foremost, beer goggles of the week, which is really it was like the craziest thing I had seen in a minute. Wichita State versus Cincinnati. Wichita State forward comes down. Kelly shoots it, hits nothing but the rim, hard for it, bang. His guy tries to go and rebound it, can't get it, beach balls it off somebody's face, and off a Cincinnati player's face, and then hit the backboard, bang shot,
we get
off the backboard, and in the net, bro. Like, as first off,
one of the luckiest things.
Yeah, one of the luckiest things in the world, but for the Cincinnati player, I know you got to be mad as hell, like, bro, what the hell? How? Like, got to be more careful. You got to be looking at the ball. Like, you got to be how, Sway? Like, you got to look at the ball, bro. Like, it was just bad. Like, it was bad. It was bad.
You're killing me, Pete.
Like, I felt bad for him. Like, Wichita State was like, yeah, we'll take it. Like, man. But the next one was a blatant disrespect for the rules. Just absolutely, just I don't even know. This ref should be fired.
Termination.
Immediately. Klay Thompson, who was he playing against? Portland. Yeah, against Portland. Pump fakes again, travels again, and the ref standing right next to him.
Everybody on the court saw it.
Yeah,
his teammates called it. It got so bad. His teammates had to call it.
His teammates on the side were going over there and traveling. He walked.
I was like, what?
Like, they snitching on their own player. Like, they're like, bro, they
just... What's a travel these days?
Yeah, like...
Now you got travel, then you got the NBA travel.
That was all around. That was a travel in soccer. That was just a travel, bro. There's no way that should have been... That should have been called. And he missed the shot.
That's what I'm saying. Bro, you got this. Klay has the green light more than anybody. I don't know why he was holding that ball that long.
Yeah, he was holding the ball so long, bro. But
he was two-stepping out there for no reason.
And that boy was two-stepping out there. That's crazy. And the next one is the Dallas Stars. Shout out to the Dallas Stars.
Yeah.
The Metro Place. Yes.
Shout out.
So apparently their goalie was out. It was like a power play for the Predators who they played the other night. And the defender, forget it, his name is really hard to say, so I'm not even going. He tripped over his own goal post, loses the puck, and then the Predator dude just sitting there like, oh, this for me? Oh, thank you. Got him.
Appreciate it.
Come on, bro. What you had your beer goggles on, bro?
Yeah.
You was drunk at the game, bro. You done took one of them American Airlines big tall boy beers and... Come on, man. You got to do better than that, bro.
Got to be more kidding.
Yeah, man. Honorable mention, though. It happened last week, but honorable mention to Mr. Roy Woods from UNC.
Yeah, no, Roy Williams.
UNC coach. Hey, man, if you're going to take off your jacket and try to tear it, you better tear it.
You better tear it.
You look like a damn fool. Like,
you big toddler throwing a tantrum. That's all that was.
It looked like he was having a big, like he was having a heart attack. Like, what the hell wrong with you? Just throw the jacket down and be done with it, bro.
That's it. Yeah. Get rid tell me like most people. You trying to rip fabric, fam.
Boy was struggling.
Oh, his designer was amazing. Oh, yeah, he's phenomenal.
I got a cheap shit.
I need Joe Taylor.
It's a $700 jacket.
Yeah, yeah. I need Joe Taylor's number. That boy is good. That boy good.
Boy good.
Yeah. Boy good. But yeah, man, that was, yeah, boy, clearly had his beer goggles on because, you know, can't just be trying to rip
my man, no.
And our next segment is the Brawl for It All. We only have one thing to talk about, hockey. I mean, you know, they fight all of them. Well, I take that back. We don't have only one thing. We do have another person to talk about, but somebody at the table doesn't want to talk about him. But we'll talk about him anyway. So, first and foremost, I hope the hockey player is okay, but the Dallas Stars, Predators, they got into it, man. Like, but one of them fell and caught a skate to the face.
Yeesh.
Like, jeez. He had to lead the game. Now, these names are really hard to pronounce. I ain't going to try. I'm not even going to act like I'll be following it like that. But, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. Mm. I saw it at the bar one night. I seen it at the bar. I was like, oh, shit. He caught him in the eye. Like, oh, shit. Like, he caught him in the face pretty bad. But another person that, you know, we're going to talk about, that somebody's a little salty about us talking about. But we're going to talk about him anyway. It's Mr. Grayson Allen, bro.
Grayson,
you gonna get knocked out. Like, and I hope it happens during March Madness. I hope it happens during March Madness because you are a tripping. It's just shiesty, bro. Like, it ain't even necessary. He got all the talent in the world, like you said.
It's all makes sense.
I mean,
what?
Again, don't listen to the homer. The homer over here is not gonna go against his boy Grayson.
Hey, shout out Grayson, man.
I understand the boy good and all, but you do that to some.
Yeah, he gonna
let him try boogie.
Yeah,
I want him to try boogie.
Boogie gonna eat that ass up. Boogie gonna eat that ass up. He gonna beat the brakes off you, boys.
I think he knows who he can miss with.
Yeah, well, apparently not. He's been doing it to everybody.
Yeah, he ain't gonna make it out of the tournament.
I'm telling you, March Madness, I hope the madness continues and they knock his ass out. I ain't gonna lie. Like, I hope they knock him out. Cause that's just
Grayson Allen going to sleep.
Like, he gonna mess around and hurt somebody. Like, he stepped on somebody's ankle once. You know what I'm saying?
Like, come on. Stand it.
All right, who worse, him or Zaza?
I'm gonna have to go Zaza. He took out my boy.
Zaza was a hoe, man.
I mean, you know, you see, he hurts his own teammates.
Yeah, so. Like, you know what I'm saying? He a hoe, bro. Like, you know, hoe for sure. So, hopefully.
I don't want to hear that he just clumsy stuff.
Yeah, nah. Yeah, man. Trying to hurt my boy Westbrook, too, man.
Yeah.
Like, come on, stop, man. We all know what you're doing, bro. So.
Definitely.
All right, so now we're going to talk about the fantasy focus. This segment, obviously, we talk about fantasy basketball, fantasy football, fantasy baseball, if you're into that. You know what I'm saying? And, Cavs and Lakers tonight. By the way, Cavs and Lakers are tonight at 7 o'clock, or 8 o'clock.
Depending. Hey, shout out my boy Zoe, man.
Hey, they recruiting my boy. I don't know how this.
Listen, man.
I'm thoroughly confused.
He not going nowhere. LeBron ain't going to LA. LeBron going to Philly.
Oh,
I don't know. I mean, we'll say that for another day.
Yeah.
We can talk about that all day.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about y'all, but I'm currently losing in my fantasy basketball team fantasy basketball league championship. I'm very disheartened by it. Steph Curry's ankles ruined my fantasy playoff.
Oh, yeah.
And that boy, I'm going against Anthony Davis and Damian Lillard.
Oh, yeah, that's done.
He's blowing me out.
RIP your season.
Yeah. I'm in the championship, though. I made it to the ship.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
My squad was pretty strong.
But for those of you that do fantasy basketball and your season is still going on, I don't know, but, you know.
Started late, right?
Something like that. Sleepers. I will tell you straight up and down. Sleepers for me has got to be that boy. That boy Warren from Phoenix.
He is a monster, and he's
a fantasy dream.
Yeah, he's
got
the stat sheet. Man.
Yeah, his stats be off the chain. I picked him up on free agency like right before the playoffs. Because I had a small forward go out, and bruh, when I tell you this dude is going ham, he's going ham. So, obviously, with March Madness coming, fantasy is pretty much at a halt right now anyway. Yeah. Are y'all doing a bracket this year?
Yeah, I'm going to have to.
Definitely have to.
I didn't sound too sure about y'all's bracket. Like,
is anybody ever too sure?
Listen, my bracket is going to be solid this year. Okay? I've been studying. I've been watching. Shit. I've been watching bracketology. I've been all that. No, I got text messages today. $40 tournament, $10 tournaments, and yeah, I'm like, yeah, I'll probably just stick to the ESPN for free because I don't really trust none of the teams, but I think Virginia gonna win it all. I think Gonzaga is gonna be in the Final Four, and I think Duke is gonna be Virginia, Gonzaga, and Duke. And the three in the Final Four for sure.
Don't sleep on my Kentucky boys, man.
That's why they're it depends on what side of the bracket they get in.
Because it's not right now. They're starting to click now. Yeah. They started off kind of slow. I mean, they're young, but they're putting the brackets up right now.
Oh, they are putting up the brackets.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
So, of course, Virginia, one seed, of course.
It's going to beat the brakes off of UMBC.
That's going to get ugly.
Like, we don't even know who they're playing because I don't even know where that school is.
I don't know where that is either. I can't even tell that.
Kentucky got Davidson first round. That should be solid.
Davidson's not bad, though.
No, they're not.
Davidson's a pretty good team.
Yeah.
Creighton, that's surprising, with Kansas State.
Creighton is decent.
Arizona going to thump Buffalo.
That is going to get ugly.
Yeah, they're going to thump Buffalo.
Man, you never know in Arizona how they started off at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
You don't know what team you're getting out of Arizona.
Right, yeah, that's true.
They do got the potential number one pick, and DeAndre Ayton, man. DeAndre Ayton is a dog.
A dog, a man among children.
Man, that's a grown man there, man.
That's a grown ass man.
And he can do it all. That's the crazy thing. 7 foot.
That man, somebody's father out there balling.
You play defense.
Who that is?
Yeah, man. That man there is raw.
Raw man. Huh? So we're gonna go ahead and move on to the last and final segment, beer of the week. Special shout out to Corona.
Shout out.
We'll be drinking them for the rest of this Sunday. We appreciate them.
Shout out.
And we'll be doing beers every week. You know, this is Beer 30 Sports O'Clock. We do appreciate y'all riding with us.
Yes, sir.
Send us some feedback on Instagram. We are Beer 30 Sports O'Clock. Twitter, same thing. Or email us at sportsoclockbeer30. I had to flip it around. You know, @gmail.com. And we out.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.